Hello, everyone. Today's Friday, April 3rd, and we're here with more news. I know we're doing nonsense, but I've immediately forgotten. I know robot, nonsense, there was a third.
Social media.
Social media.
Where's that dog?
She's, Ruru, come here. Are you trying to chew your bone? Come here, look, I've got a treat for you. Ruru, look. Come here. You want peanut butter?
Such treat? Amazing discipline, chat.
Yeah, she's usually pretty food motivated, but right now she doesn't care. Come here. Ru, come. Do you want a peanut butter treat? Oh, look, that like spark of recognition. Come up here. Oh, good dog. Good dog.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Was that good, Ruru? All right, bye. I don't have any more. They're all gone.
All right, on to social media. And, you know, the big thing about social media now is that we are using it as our primary means of communication. This is how you contact your loved ones and your coworkers, and it's everything. And it's also how you contact your corporate overlords, whether you like it or not.
Zoom iOS app sends data to Facebook even if you don't have a Facebook account. Zoom's privacy policy isn't explicit about the data transfer to Facebook at all. There's been an update. Zoom has decided to roll back the update to their application, which added Facebook's analytics engine. And so people complained, and Zoom's like, oh, was that wrong? Should we not have done that? So they've taken it out. So, you know, put your torches and pitchforks away. But their privacy policy still doesn't really make clear exactly what they're doing with your data.
Now, of course, anytime
you go.
Anytime you use that login with Facebook thing,
yeah,
it's not an option. You're going to get this. So I don't know that they explicitly did it, but they also didn't tell everybody that it was happening, so.
I was just gonna say, I feel like Zoom has just come up out of the weeds in the same way that Thing has. Like, I had never heard of it until like a week ago.
Yeah, because people are using that as, you know, like the alternative to the evil Microsoft Skype.
It was really popular before the Thing in business settings because it's relatively clientless. It doesn't have the bloat and overhead of Skype because, you know, the problem with Skype is that it's now managed by a committee of like 50 people. And it's like that classic problem with projects where, you know, everybody wants to have a say and, you know, then it turns into camel built by committee and it's a dumpster fire.
Now, if you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I liked that Zoom was reporting back to Facebook. I want Facebook to know everything that's going on in my world. Well, don't worry. You can still do that. Although you'll have to wait for them to restock.
Facebook's Portal TV video chat device was mocked, and now it's completely sold out.
Now, this is not the Portal that has a camera built into a screen that you put in your bedroom. This is a kind of like a Chromecast style of Portal that you plug into an existing TV, and it turns it into a Facebook Portal. People have really latched onto that during these dark times.
Look how happy this guy looks in this picture with his family of pigs.
There he is. You can do those weird backgrounds. You can do the face filter things. Yeah, this guy's really loving it. Wow, what an exciting guy. Sure wish I could communicate with him like that.
You could if you get a Facebook Portal TV.
Oh, if only. If only I could.
Do you have any shipping right now?
I guess
someone's getting them.
Working furiously to try to get them back on the sales. My TV doesn't have a camera. Shucks. Oh, I guess the camera might be built into the dongle. Is that how that works?
Maybe a USB camera.
I've never looked into that thing. They did point out that the Facebook TV, unlike the ones that are built into the screen, has a manual power switch that actually turns off the power. So you can be sure that you're turning off the connection to Facebook. I wonder how many of the committee people didn't want that?
A lot.
And how many were like, no, we better do that.
Is there any way we can have a placebo power button where it just puts it in like a low power state, but it still wakes up and gives us data? Is that a thing?
I guess it could be that. This guy didn't seem like the most tech-savvy person in the world. And we talked about, you know, all the big video streaming services are doing it, and they started out doing it in Europe. Facebook actually skipped over and started in Latin America and are only now getting to the next stage.
Facebook follows, or Facebook lowers video quality in Latin America following Europe.
Oh, I got that backwards.
Yeah, it's fine. So yeah, Facebook video streaming, turns out it was chewing up a lot of bandwidth in Latin America too, so, bah, gone.
But they're not doing it to North America yet.
I'd say it's just a matter of time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if YouTube's having to do it, although, I don't know, I guess probably a lot of, how many, what percentage of Facebook users consume video on Facebook, do you think? Like 60?
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
75. Well, if you're on Twitter, a lot of people are desperate. They just want that blue check mark more than anything in the world. They'd do anything to get it. And it used to be you could just pay a bunch of money and get it. I don't know if they've fixed that or not. But now, there is one new path to getting your precious blue check mark if you're an expert.
Twitter uses its blue check mark system for good and streamlines verification for experts about the thing. Because it's trying to fight disinformation and Alex Jones types.
Now you might be thinking, oh, well, this is convenient because I am an expert on that thing because I've read like 6 articles.
Do you have credentials? Because that's not going to help you.
And I watched at least 50 YouTube videos concerning it, and I believe I'm at expert status. Well, you have to be associated with a some sort of medical facility, it turns out.
Associated as in like has been kicked out 6 times? Or...
Does a janitor count? I was like, can I be a janitor there?
Listen, I've cleaned the vomit of so many patients. I think I would know by now how to recognize it. People are not staying home.
It's very true.
You're supposed to stay home. Now, I say that as someone who's not at home. So...
We're keeping a distance.
But this is my only outing other than groceries and gasoline for the week. I feel like I'm doing better than most, and certainly doing better than those who are seeking selfies at a time like this.
Mental health check for me trapped at the office. Police dump black dye in Blue Lagoon to discourage Instagram selfies. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently this is done... I was reading about this the other day, and apparently this is done also in like... quarries and stuff, because people will just go swimming even though there's signs up that's like, you may die if you swim here.
This water is not good.
Now, personally, yeah. I kind of think these big black, like, I think that looks pretty cool. I wouldn't mind getting a selfie with that.
Yeah. And then post, you know, some melodramatic lyrics about how dark you are and how it's changing the water.
Post something about climate change. Mm-hmm. I bet they get a lot of hits.
We are the virus. Hashtag.
So these poor guys have to go out and dump dye into the lagoon to try to stop people from...
One of them's not wearing gloves. That's not very smart.
Oh, that's true. We've reached the point here in Kentucky where we've had to shut down like a bunch of hiking trails because people were flooding them.
They also were like, flooding Lowe's.
Yes.
As we learned on Monday.
That's it's a little unfortunate that people just won't stay at home. You know what? I understand if you've got a home full of children. But listen... You made your bed. Now you must suffer. You should have thought.
But the thing is, like, you can just walk around your neighborhood, but people, they all go to these trailheads, and then, like, our local search and rescues had to go out, like, 5 or 6 times in the last week because so many people have just gone out on a trail, gotten lost, and that's why they shut them down.
When was your big 3-week exodus plan? This is shut that down, right?
It's definitely shut down. I was planning on going at the beginning of May. Oh, I don't think that this will be taken care of by then, so
it's
probably canceled until who knows when.
You better get one of those, what's that brand of bike where you can do like the imaginary trails on the screen? Peloton. Get yourself a Peloton.
Oh, yeah.
The level 1 Peloton sponsorship. Oh, yeah.
Our local bike shop has been doing that, because usually they do rides around town, and now they can't do it. So they've been doing virtual instead.
Krista, I have to say, and I hope you won't take this too personally, but some of us had our doubts about you powering through a full 3 weeks of hiking.
Right.
That maybe you are not conditioned to it yet. But if you had this item, you might easily be able to do it.
Am I reading it?
Yes.
Okay. Engineers test a powered ankle exoskeleton to make running easier. It can make running 15% easier.
And 10% faster.
So it really
is. The thing is like the ankle is not. I never have any issues with my ankles. It's always my knees that I have to like work on. That's what I've been working on stretching.
But this thing, like, apparently it knows when you're making a certain movement, and then it gives you just that extra boost.
Huh.
I wonder, don't you think there would be some chafing involved here?
The runner really liked it. Like, the language they used to describe it, made it's like, oh, everybody needs this. It's like, it's a super springy. I love it. It's great.
So there it is. Oh, it's making noise.
Oh, it's recording that noise, too.
Oh, no. Shut up. So I don't know why they've got her in a full face mask. but we don't need to see all that. Show us the robot. There it is.
I wish that they had it for your knees, because that's the only pain I ever get when backpacking is, like, after, like, 10 miles, my knees start to hurt a little bit, and then, you know, I have to take a little bit of ibuprofen or wear a knee brace.
I imagine they'll keep working on it. I'm sure we'll have full lower body eventually.
maybe it's a blessing in disguise that I can't do my hike. You know, I'll get one of these, and it'll make it way easier.
I look forward to the day that wealthy old people can drop around the city in mech legs.
Although,
chunk.
Clearly the power source was a wire there.
Yeah.
So, like, are you going to have a little outboard motor mounted to
that? It's Elon Musk's new batteries.
Which catch fire and are mounted to your back.
It's fine.
Well, certainly the timing couldn't be any better than now for drone delivery. You know, if you want social distancing, certainly a drone is one of the best ways to do that. And UPS has a cool new toy to make that more of a reality.
UPS to develop new delivery drones with a wingcopter. So they've got a video of this thing in operation, and it looks amazing. It's basically a drone, but it can rotate its rotors forward, and it's a wing, so it can do a vertical takeoff, and then it can go up to 240 kilometers an hour. And it can pack pretty good-sized packages.
It's like a Harrier jet.
They were talking about delivering insulin. There's apparently an island in Ireland that is frequently cut off because of bad weather. And so they were talking about that. Actually, one of the tests, I guess, they used this to deliver insulin to that island.
Oh,
and that worked
cool.
Really well.
I think my Amazon Prime packages will be more important.
Have you ordered anything since all this started?
I did. Well, when we were just going into this, I ordered some PC fans, and they arrived a day early. But they've been here since then, so I didn't get them. I'll get them today. Now, Chris, you talked about the hiking trails, people suddenly having an interest in going there. It doesn't seem like that is just a local problem. It seems like in all parts of the world. However, I question this. The UK police seem so focused on unimportant things as the world burns around them. Maybe I'm off base here, but I think they're spending a lot of resources on things that don't matter.
UK police officers are using drones to, quote-unquote, lockdown shame people for walking their dogs in remote areas during the thing that's happening. So apparently, that's what the headline is, but then if you read the picture is from a park or something, and it's like you're not supposed to go into the park, and I guess it's okay to walk your dog, but not necessarily to walk your dog. But then it also talked about some blue hair busybody that had called the police and said, my neighbor has gone out for a jog than once a day.
You're mixing stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
So this, if you see this area here, it's called, what's it called? It's Peak District. This whole thing is shut down. But it's apparently one giant nature trail. And I don't think people are really, like, packed in like sardines. There's still distance, but you would have to drive to this place. So this
is not
that's like...
the thing. So it's like you have to stop and get gas.
Yeah.
And then, you know... Mm.
Probably going to get some granola bars.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of times the trail heads, like where you actually park, are packed full of people. So, you know, once you get on trail, it's not so bad, but...
Yeah. So I guess there's some... Oh, what are you doing to that poor dog?
He just yawned. He's very tired.
Toast does that. When he yawns, he makes a little high-pitched sound.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. Just to let you know that he's tired. Now, we've had machine learning and AI that has been generating all sorts of different things. We had horses. We had cats. Wasn't it like boats, one of them, or something? And it's somebody's always has an exciting new project. We got that the face creation thing that the hackers use to create fake people. But this one takes it to the next level, and it's hilarious.
These nudes do not exist, and I don't know why this startup does either. A new website will algorithmically generate photos of nude women that don't exist. But why?
There they are, some of them. And they do point out that they don't vary very much from this. They are all white girls with athletic builds around this age. And when asked why that was the case, they said, well, you know what? Most of the nude pictures are white girls around that age with that kind of build. And most of the market for nude pictures are for white girls around that age that look basically like that. That's basically who you want to buy. And they asked them about men, and they were like, you know what? Nobody's looking for that.
They cost a dollar each. So,
and you can get your very own girl. And there is a there's a seed that goes into the generation of this girl, and they will never sell your girl again. You can have your own.
Well, that's romantic.
Yeah. What you'll do with it, I guess you could catfish with it.
Start up a Patreon account.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Troll people on Tinder. That's also right now only topless. It's only from the waist up. But they assured that they were going to get into the lower half eventually. Oh, so don't worry.
Very exciting.
Well, if I buy a code now, will I be able
to
use it?
That's a good question. I guess they could run that same seed back into the lower.
But then will it look weird? Will it be like those photos that we saw on Facebook where it's like the guy with the glasses, but then like the side of his head was messed up in a weird way?
That's a good question. Now, if you've got more than a dollar to put towards your quarantine sex budget, you might want to go really high dollar.
You're not going to be able to.
I'm going to be pausing this video first.
Yeah, we're not going to want to switch to the thing.
We'll do this, and then we'll switch, and then we'll switch back. There are some pictures below that are more acceptable.
Yeah. Oh, no, thanks. Sex robot firm selling antibacterial dolls for self-isolation reasons. It's like, I think that they were really just saying that they're naturally antibacterial.
Because they're made out of some kind of silicon composite thing, and they say that is naturally.
But bacteria are not viruses.
You think we get away with that one?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, just her face.
Yeah, there you go.
Here she is. This is one of their examples. This is not a new model or anything. This is just where they're like, hey, you get one of these, and she's naturally antibacterial. Wonder why they would build that into the sex doll.
I don't know. I can't think of a reason. I wonder if they're like other businesses, though, where everything is like 90% off in like a year or 2 years with 0% interest.
I got to think the demand is up for this.
I got the ball rolling on some refinance things, and it's just like that 3%, 2.9%, 2.8% interest rate, that's going to be amazing, assuming that I'm assuming there's not going to be an outright collapse. And so that... But I could be wrong.
Well, I don't think the zero rate, they won't, even if it goes lower, they won't pass that on to the consumer, right?
No. But you can still, like, I would be happy with 2.5%. That's fine.
Because all of the treasuries are now negative.
Yeah.
Which is just...
insane.
It's fine. Don't think about it. Just keep spending money, consumer.
These guys are not sitting back and just relaxing on the fact that they have antimicrobial dolls or antibacterial. They actually are working on a whole new series that can talk to you. here's an example of those girls.
Yeah, cloud-connected AI, murder bots, all right, woo!
They have some great quotes here, if you'd like to read them, Wendell. You know, just any of those I think would be good.
Our time together will be magical. You will never have met anyone like us before. Wait, that doesn't even make logical sense.
Why are they talking in the third person like that? Plural.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Don't look at the upper body on this one.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. Look at the forearm on her.
She's weirdly, like, lumpy.
After you're done... If there's a fire, she can carry you out.
Yeah. Her arms don't match, I don't feel like.
Yeah, she is...
there's an unfortunate badminton accident, and her arm was surgically replaced.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was the entry into robots, by the way, in case...
Yeah.
No, actually, we did the drone stories. Never. I don't know where we are. We're off the rails, as we used to say constantly. People are, you know, there's extra computing power just sitting around. Offices are empty. homes, people, it's like, hey, we've got the internet, we've got the computing power, let's try and defeat the thing. And in fact, Folding at Home is doing that, and God bless them. Let's hope that all this power can be focused into something positive.
Folding at Home's crowdsourced molecular science to the exaflop levels. So 1.5 exaflops pushing 2 exaflops. That is insane. The computation is happening so fast that Folding at Home is having trouble generating work units for everybody to do quickly enough. That's just completely nuts. Even like Linus Tech Tips, he's doing some crazy stuff to help them generate work units faster, and literally everybody has their own protein folding at home teams working together to try to find a cure, which is pretty awesome. I mean, this level of this computational horsepower exceeds all of the world's supercomputers combined by a factor of like 10.
Now, have they pledged, I don't know who they're working with exactly, it described it in that story, but if we find a cure with this solution, can we be sure that somebody's not going to patent that?
And that's a good question.
Yeah, I want to know who exactly gets the final results here.
Well, with any luck, it'll be like the guy that invented insulin, where he sold the patent for $1, and then now it didn't matter.
Or Jonas Salk will be the best possible example of that. Because, Jesus Christ, polio vaccine, he could have been the Jeff Bezos of the day, but he was a real bro about it. I'm going to go ahead and warn you, this is a really depressing story, and I feel like we need to get this out there so we can just get some F's in the chat for these heroes. This harkens back to Pebbles, emotional support mouse, but this is Pebbles on a massive, massive scale.
It's heartbreaking. Labs are euthanizing thousands of mice in response to the thing. So a lot of researchers have huge colonies of mice, like 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000 mice. And they're at academic institutions. Well, pretty much all academic institutions have shut down. Students are learning from home if the academic institution is still operational. But that means that there are no staff to care for these populations of animals. It's too risky, you know, human contact, that kind of thing. So the provosts and people that lead the university have asked the researchers to cull the population as much as possible into something that can reasonably be managed by a skeleton crew or no crew at all. And so that means that the researchers are having to kill large, large percentages of their experimental mice population.
Are you wondering how? That was certainly my thought. Are they going hard? Are they going easy? It turns out it's carbon dioxide. But just to make sure, snap their necks afterwards.
Yeah.
So researchers who have lovingly raised generation after generation of little beautiful mice are now having to go individually and snap their little necks.
Oh.
Not good. I mean, the animals were for research purposes, but researchers it's do so get attached sad. To their animals.
In some ways, it's probably an easy end for some of these guys who were just going to be given terrible diseases.
Yeah.
But still, it's sad. So.
They mentioned how also they have other research animals like beagles. They had some research beagles. They're adopting those out. Those aren't getting the CO2 chamber.
I heard in New York, like, almost every animal had been adopted at this point.
That was in the shelters.
Have you seen the pictures of the street?
Not the science lab.
The subway rats are just on the street now because there's no traffic or anything. So
they're looking for food.
I bet it's like the monkeys in Thailand.
Yeah.
They need people to survive.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, China, the narrative that we're hearing is China is bouncing back.
Everything's fine.
They're over it. The curve has flattened, as they say. And China, they're ready to get back in the game. But are they really?
China shuts down all cinemas again. So
they do that?
That's probably the whole, like, we were talking about the Spanish flu. This is probably...
We're getting their second peak.
Yeah, it's not good. This is also a future window for the rest of the world, probably.
I think,
or maybe they never had it completely under control.
You know what's going to be an interesting experiment is... You've said Spanish flu twice, and now I've said it.
Oh.
Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
what a terribly expensive experiment.
Hubei, which is, I don't understand the...
Let's not say those names either.
Well, the place where it all started, and I know that's the bigger place, right?
Yeah.
Where the W1 is within that.
Yeah.
So that whole place had opened all of its theaters again, and the press release went out, and I was like, hey.
And so everybody that had been cooped up was like, yeah, sounds good. And then they were like, oh, what have we
done?
And
the theater companies, now some of the bigger ones, I think, hadn't opened yet. They were still waiting. But some of the smaller ones were like, oh, finally, we might not have to, you know, sell our building this year. And then immediately they got the letter, and it was like, no. You will not
close it back down. Shut it down.
So, probably a couple of movies, which were like, oh my God, we timed it perfectly. This is going to be the biggest weekend in the history of the Chinese box office because everybody who's been cooped up is going to go and they're going to be so happy. And then they got that note and they're like,
The Invisible Man is like more successful than it would be otherwise because.
At this point, they have their own movie industry. They probably have domestic movies that are bigger, right?
Probably.
And they wouldn't get our releases till later.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, the sports are shut down. I haven't noticed. Not a big sports
March
watcher.
March Madness just, you know, wasn't a thing this year.
From time to time, I watch the UFC, and they're announcing that they're going to go forward with their April fight, which is like one of the biggest they've had in a long time because it's the champion.
What if they just do it to an empty ring? And
that's what they said. They're going to be 10 people at the cage as it goes down. But is that safe? Should we still do that?
Maybe if you pre-test everybody and then quarantine them for a couple of days.
They have to go through the weight cut and all that stuff. So they have to have access to like saunas and, you know, gym equipment and stuff like that. I'm not sure how realistic that is. Anyway, other sports are shut down and people are trying to find something to replace them with. And of course, what do? You go into the simulation.
Pro drivers are competing with gamers after F1 and NASCAR canceled their races. Virtual replacement races are drawing stars and tons of eyeballs.
It's weird how suddenly esports are a thing now that quote-unquote real athletes are playing them.
Racing Simulator with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Didn't he retire? I think he retired.
Yeah.
Well, the senior is dead and Junior has retired.
Okay.
It turns out... you know how, like, in football and all the fighting sports and stuff, they're like, hey, you guys are getting too many concussions. Crashing cars also causes concussions. Yeah. So these guys, some genius figured out, I think he was like one of the pit crew guys. He was a spotter. That's one of the guys that just stands on the tower and he's like, you got a turn coming up. Yeah. Is it a left turn? And... So he said, you know what? We could take this online. We might be able to make some money. What if we got some of the racers involved in this? And it just snowballed and it became a big event.
Nice.
And good work. I don't think there were enough racers to fill the race, so some esports guys actually got a...
We had the story about Half-Life, right? That we missed that one. Or is that one's not coming up still. That was supposed to be in one of the earlier episodes. It's like 61,000 VR headsets.
For Half-Life Alyx.
Oh, okay. I might have been distracted by a sidebar ad while I was reading this or whatever. But the VR Half-Life Alyx, the numbers are just insane. Because people are cooped up at home and they're playing Half-Life Alyx with the VR.
Did you see some of the videos of course, you know, Valve went their usual like level of detail and changed like the one where they had the dry erase markers window. Just incredible.
Apparently at one point you also encounter a fully operational piano.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to, like, watch someone else play it, because a lot of people have been streaming it on Twitch, and then I'm like, what if I want to play it myself? But I don't have a VR headset.
How does that work with the individual fingers?
With the VR, the Valve one knows your individual fingers. That was the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you can... Yeah.
That's impressive.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't... But that was one of the things I remember reading in the press release. I don't know if that actually came to fruition or not, but that's what they were saying.
So does it... Does it know where your finger is on the trigger?
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible.
There's just like all the little details of like the world is just so insanely deep. Like you can open drawers and like it's just nuts.
You think they'll open that engine up to modding and stuff?
Probably.
Like they did with Half-Life?
Yeah. It's probably like the whole Source thing. They probably want to work with other people on doing that kind of VR game. And that's why they did it, is because nobody was making games like that.
That's going to be amazing for when we are all trapped in our homes for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Because this doesn't end.
I was thinking about, like, some of the meetings that I go to where it is, like, you know, a billion people come together. A good VR experience like that would be just as effective as an in-person meeting.
What if we got to meet in full VR, and now that it's not actual assault, when someone said something insanely stupid, you could just grab them by the collar and just slap them. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, man, that would be amazing. What if you could mod the environment so you could be like Darth Vader and just... Explain to me again why you want to switch to struts from this.
We will not spy on our users. Stop it. Now, the height of irony. Now, this is a charged topic, and I know it is. I'm not trying to make this political, but Jesus, the irony here. You have to just. It's just. It's like a fine wine, aged, and you know, you wipe the dust off of it, and you're just like, oh man. The height of irony here.
Mexicans demand crackdown on Americans crossing the border. Why? Because the Americans are infected and bringing that thing across the border.
I'm assuming that because it's spring break time, that spring breakers may have been trying to get to Mexico.
Well, not only that, but people were going there to shop for things that they couldn't get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mexico was also underreporting.
Man, that could be it. If they did that, that could be a tax on their healthcare system. Could have economic impacts.
Ouch.
So, that's funny. Don't try to game the system by crossing the border. They are firmly closed. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, it seems like the UK police are really wasting everyone's time and resources here. Surely to God, there's something more important. Although in this case, you have to give them some credit. It's not necessarily them doing it. It's the snitches.
Exercise rule breakers spark surge of police calls in the UK, apparently. So, you know, Bojo apparently has said, you know, exercising and, you know, going out to exercise is fine, but otherwise remain confined to your home.
Once per day.
And so some busybodies are like, I think he's jogging twice. He went for a jog earlier.
And literally.
They're just losing their mind.
Asking for them to send a unit and arrest the people for jogging twice. They did clarify they won't be responding to those calls. And if you could, stop. Something tells me the kind of person who does that is not going to stop.
No.
Shocking. Just makes me think of all those potato peelers that are laid out. It's like, Jesus, what's wrong with you people?
We collected over $3 million of potato peelers. Those are dangerous weapons off our streets.
And it only cost $6 million. Or pounds, as it were. Now, we talked about the ducks that were going to save... Was it Pakistan? Pakistan had locusts. They were going to send Chinese ducks to control the locusts. And it sounded like a wonderful plan, except for the fact that, you know, it was a desert and the ducks wouldn't survive there. Turned out that was fake. That was completely fabricated. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. But because people were so disappointed by that, we got a real story about real duck heroes.
An army of hungry ducks keeps this historic South African vineyard pest-free. It's been this way. Well, the vineyard's been there since 1689. It's been there a long time. So the vineyard deploys a bunch of flightless ducks. These are Indian runners, I think was the species name. And then there are geese that protect the ducks from mongoose and owls.
And foxes. How badass are geese?
Geese are terrifying.
I mean, geese really don't have the equipment to fight a fox, I would think. But just the pure aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spite.
The fox is like, well, I guess if you're that aggressive... Right.
So these geese, they live on the vineyard, and they live in like these various little shelters around it. And every morning, they let them out, and the geese just march them along their route, and they eat everything in their path, and they're super effective.
All the snails and insects and everything.
They also say that the goose or the duck poop is very good for the grapes. And also, this is to make us feel good after the horror of the mice. They don't eat the ducks that die on the job.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to a certain age, you're sent out to an island on the lake, and you retire there.
Nice.
Rue really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Rue decided to yawn right in the middle of that.
Indian running ducks as a form of technology is amazing.
Rue loves ducks, and we haven't been able to see any in a long time.
It's how close has she gotten to a duck?
Pretty close on leash. When we go to the park and I walk her, she'll see the ducks, and I don't let her get super close. But
off leash, what? How do you think she would interact with the duck?
Just unbridled enthusiasm. I don't think she would like try to tear them up or anything, but I think she would be confused when they didn't want to play.
You think it would be kind of a, you know, George and Lenny type of situation where she might just crush the duck in her excitement?
Yeah, I think.
Absolutely.
Well, Krista, you are kind of in the early phases of shopping for a home.
Right, yes.
And you have said that this whole situation has kind of destroyed that.
Well, I mean, we've just been looking, and we were hoping to save up for like another year.
Well, and good
it's
news.
Like, well, yeah. good news, the house values are probably going to tank.
Plummet, but, yeah.
Yeah.
But in some housing markets, they are not happy to stop, even though you literally cannot have an open house. So they're trying to be creative.
Have you seen Zillow doing the video?
What?
The Zillow has like a little thing on each of their listings that's like, you can now do video tours of this property. Because of the thing.
Headline?
Oh, sorry. Seattle Realtors ask, can you see yourself being quarantined here?
And then the picture. You have to see the picture.
Look how happy this guy is.
Oh, where's the picture's it's, gone.
It was a video preview.
No,
it's up here. It's above the headline. Terrible web design.
Yeah, it's like, look how comfortable this house is. It's better than where you are now. You should move.
So they are still kind of having open houses, but not really. It's kind of a weird situation, but you can tell that there are some realtors who don't have any other source of income, and they are terrified.
It's definitely not a good situation.
Still hot. Doubt.
I guess your new house would be excellent for a quarantine because not only do you have more space, but you have the ability, when you're totally fed up with the other people in the house, you can go out into the outbuilding.
Yeah.
And be alone.
Yeah, the bunker.
Yeah. This has already been... I'm at the office.
Have you go home to sleep,
right? Sleeping in the office? Yeah.
For now.
The trip is canceled, right?
Yeah. Don't know. I hope
really?
Not.
Really?
Or I'm hoping not, but we'll see.
Oh.
That's irresponsible. I know how much you want that to happen, but I don't think it should.
Probably not.
Also, Wendell, I haven't heard an update about this for a while. Speaking of trips, have you heard anything about Computex?
It is moved
is that
until,
officially canceled?
It's moved until September.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully things will be back to normal by then.
We'll probably be back by September, but I don't know.
We'll see.
If it's not back by September, then I...
Well, one of the big things that should be coming to light based on all of this is when we have a crisis like this, the amount of money that is diverted to the crisis is high. It's kind of crazy, the numbers they're throwing out there. And yet, an even crazier number is that military budget. Oh boy, it's big. And when you have nearly infinite money like that, you can buy really cool stuff. And that means that you get the best of the best, except when you're incompetent and you do really stupid things when you build trillion-dollar structures.
The U.S. Navy's big, beautiful new carrier has hilariously messed up toilets. So the article seems to describe that they borrowed the toilet system from like jetliners, what those use, which is like the high pressure, like suction, whatever.
Small pipes.
Yeah. And it's supposed to like shred the poop and, you know, like, you know, those kinds of things. Well, apparently when everybody gets up in the morning and flushes at once, there's no suction. And so they have to spend $400,000 acid flushing the system fairly often.
Trillions of dollars of maintenance budget. Just for pooping.
Yeah.
You'd think that that would be like a pretty high thing on the priority list is like make sure that the people can poop safely.
Yeah. But especially on an enclosed environment like that where sanitation should be really high on the priority list. Now, to be fair, I think these systems work wonderfully, like you say, on the jetliners. And how many bathrooms do they have? Six?
Like two.
Eight? The really big ones probably have more because some of them are multi-level.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd say at most you have eight.
Yeah.
And on the aircraft carrier, I imagine you have hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
Aren't some of these carriers being deployed in New York right now?
Yep.
For like mobile hospitals, and it's like, do the toilets work on those?
Yeah, those hospitals are for all the regular patients. And also the hotels. The hotels are being converted as well.
On the bright side... Go ahead.
Also, I was thinking the other day, wouldn't it be terrible if you're pregnant right now and you're like getting ready to have your baby?
Mm-hmm.
I saw one baby was born with it.
Yeah.
But I think it was okay.
So far, it's been okay. It's not healed yet.
But what a joke if, the apocalypse comes for real and it wipes everybody out and you're on the aircraft carrier with 25 years of nuclear reactor and you can just keep going. Except you can't poop.
You have to have a very careful poop calendar. It's like, I have to use this toilet on this day in order to spread it around, otherwise...
Or you just, go off the side of the deck.
All of the toilets on E-deck are just... Like, we've had to close all of E-deck because all of the toilets on that deck I didn't use in the correct order, and they're just never going to be usable again because we don't have any acid.
Do you remember back in, I think it was like 2010 or somewhere around there, maybe it was earlier than that, that Carnival Cruise Line.
Yeah.
It turns out on the Carnival cruises, if they don't have the engines running, then the positive pressure they need to flush those toilets doesn't happen. And it just started coming back up. And they were weeks at sea.
Yes.
Just walking around in their own poop and pee.
Ugh. Yeah, that's the best thing.
Carnival cruise. Man, I really hope those cruise liners go out of business.
I think they are.
Imagine how cool this would be. The cruise companies go out of business because they fly foreign flags. We should not bail them out. If a politician bails out a cruise line, they should be killed.
Because they're not an American company.
I'm going to come in and say that. But all those amazing ships are going to be for sale. And imagine the cool thing you could do if you bought that and like served a very specific kind of fandom. Like Star Trek.
I thought you were going somewhere darker with that, like you usually do. Like the anime or the real doll people would be like, we got our own cruise ship.
Oh, there'll be a furry one. And God help what government lets them fly the flag.
The St. Kitts and Nevis United Furry Federation.
Japan, right? Like, that's like number one.
Japan probably taxes too hard. You got to go for one of those little island governments.
Yeah.
Well, Krista, I added this story just for you. You know I did, because you are terrified of raptors, but this is kind of a more adorable raptor. Yeah. What do you think about it? Are you terrified of these guys?
No, my big fear mostly comes from watching Jurassic Park when I was too young. And these guys don't look like those guys.
Now, they said these were 3 feet high and 6 feet long, so smaller, but that could easily still kill you.
Yeah.
I bet that could still open a door.
No problem.
Yeah.
Give us the headline.
New feathered dinosaur was one of the last surviving raptors. They do have that like scary claw in this illustration. Similar to the ones.
I think they're basically the same animal. It's just that, they've got the beak and they've got the feathers.
Yeah. Look how happy they are. You know who would love that? Roo.
Yeah. How do you think Roo would fare in a one-on-one fight with one of these guys?
Not well, but she would buy me time to get to the park.
You really think she would do that?
Yes.
Is she loyal enough?
I don't think it's a matter of loyalty so much as like, ooh, new friend. And she'll just take off.
So this is the smallest of the raptors, but I think they're still terrifying. It might just hurt more to be eaten by them because they're taking smaller bites.
The claws, too. The claws would definitely incapacitate you pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, the foot claws, you mean.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I definitely think the chicken dinosaurs are not as... It's cool.
Intimidating. Yeah.
But it is maybe even more interesting and maybe explains more about where we are now. All that stuff. I know you had to do at least one conference call this week. Have you done any videos?
Yeah.
Really?
But because you are coming here every day, you're fully dressed.
Yeah.
So you don't get to benefit from this amazing new trend.
Population works from home. Walmart reports increased sales for tops. But not pants. Ergo, no one is wearing pants.
I've been wearing nothing but pajamas or athletic wear for the last 3 weeks.
I got to admit, Wednesday was the last time I showered before this morning.
Oh, no.
It's like, it doesn't matter. Listen,
I've not reached that point yet.
And I've done yard work in the meantime. And I just didn't care. Just let it roll. it's that point where it's like, if you can smell yourself, you know it's terrible. Because you have that... natural, you get used to your own funk. And I was definitely smelling myself. But just let it roll. Cats
I get
don't
to that
mind.
Point when I'm backpacking, but like when I'm at home, I can't do that.
So they had some a couple of companies sort of, you know, getting on this bandwagon, promoting these looks. Hey, maybe we get to a world where we just don't wear pants. We get our drone deliveries, and we sit at home.
Oh, are you comfortable? Really?
What's she up to?
She just climbed into my chair.
Oh, is that her chair?
Yeah, that's where she sleeps. Getting comfortable.
You should put a little sign over it.
I should.
The teleconferencing is not just for the workplace. Schools are also forced to use this kind of thing. But you have to be a little bit more careful when you're using it for schools because, you know, you wouldn't want to show kids anything terrible like a penis.
This.
Norwegian school quit using video calls after a naked man, quote-unquote, guessed the meeting link.
Ooh. Yikes.
So,
oh, it's Zoom again. It's that Zoom.
I guess, and I'm not using Zoom, but I assume they just have like a meeting ID that's at the end of the URL. Like you say, Zoom, like a lot of these meeting things, can be used in the browser. You don't have to have the client software necessarily. And if you know that ID and there's no password on the meeting, you could just hop in. Just, hey, here's my camera.
Agents of chaos.
And apparently this guy was just popping through, guessing IDs, sitting there in full nude.
Ugh. Nice.
But they got to have a picture of him, right? And that's got to be a crime.
You think?
I don't know what kind of laws Norway has.
How's the response in Norway? I think I heard Sweden wasn't really doing anything. I don't know about Norway. If we have any viewers from that area of the world, you should tell us. Apparently, Norway schools are shut down.
Well, we have, you know, our Twitch viewer in that part of the world admitted that he was still working.
Hmm.
And they weren't really that worried about it. He was still getting his delivery food every day like he always does. Not every day, but every week. And really nothing had changed.
He's not in Norway, though.
He's in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Here come the downvotes.
And finally, you have to think about the one area of the population that is maybe hit worst of all by this. Because by definition, they cannot do their jobs in any capacity, and that is our sex workers. They're just, what are you going to do? And that's not the kind of job where you can file for unemployment in most cases.
Yeah.
So, maybe get creative.
Portland strip club forced to close, so dancers now do delivery. The name of that business? Boober Eats. No, I'm not joking.
Because that's what you want to look at.
But how do you do roost stop whining?
They deliver food from wherever, and you
The strip club had a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. I assume it's the buffet that's normally.
But they will stick around apparently and perform for you, but no touching.
So that I don't know how long they'll stick around though, but the premium on your delivery, so it's the price of the food plus $30. But I think, as is often the case with sex workers, they expect a tip. And that's probably how you get them to stick around.
Mm.
I don't know that I want them touching my food.
No.
Seems like those things don't go together.
I don't want anyone touching
my food. It's like, they mentioned chicken fingers was one of the popular things they
Well, of course.
Tendies.
It seems like a different demographic. Like
you think a lot of good boys are ordering?
How much will it cost for me to feed, or how much will it cost for me to have you feed me the chicken strips?
They did say that they practice social distancing, so I don't know. Maybe if they had like one of those reacher sticks.
I'm amazed this is allowed to persist. Is Oregon, it's all state to state right now. Response, I don't know what other states are doing.
But they're not doing anything that a normal food delivery driver wouldn't be doing. Except for, you know, true. Taking their clothes off when they get there. But I think as far as, you know, increasing the chance of infection, I don't know that that's that much worse.
The nightmare scenario is that there's a kitchen worker that's infected and then...
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little afraid of... A little leery of takeout. But...
I'm still doing it once in a while. But I do have that thought process. Although, they all seem to have, like, taken extra steps. I guess if somebody in the kitchen, like you say, if somebody in the kitchen's got it, then...
Yeah, when I stopped by for the Indian food, it gave me encouragement because it was, like, head-to-toe plastic garb mm-hmm. more than I've ever seen them. Like, they were wearing, like, the plastic apron with, like, the... You know, the Marge Simpson, like, comes up to your elbows, gloves, and, like, the hairnet and everything. And it was like, wow, this is, like, isolation suit.
I drove through Chick-fil-A when I went shopping. And they have, like, the card reader is just out there. And you don't touch anything else. And they're all gloved up and masked and, you know, and then they just give you your bag. So, I don't know if it'll save us, but maybe we'll feel better as we're waiting to inevitably get infected.
That kind of thing would probably be fine if testing were readily available. Like, if you could just go to the drugstore and just get, like, a 20-pack, and every morning just get up, test, and it's like, okay.
Just once every 3 hours. Just like...
Do I have it yet? I got the Rona?
Should be able to just do it with a swab or whatever.
Well, Trump did the test, and he said it was very unpleasant. Mm. I think they go, like, really? Way up in the nasal cavity. Yeah. But I did see a headline. I didn't put it in the news stories because it doesn't seem very, you know, like, well-founded. But one company is claiming they now have a low-invasive 15-minute test.
That'd be what we need.
Don't know how much that would cost per copy, though.
Hmm. Well, thank you all for hanging out and watching our videos and engaging. And
yes, thank you, guys.
Hanging out on the forum.
Yeah, let's get one last appearance.
Let me see if I can get her to come.
Just grab her by the tail, drag her up there.
Got to make sure I don't tangle her up in my cable.
That would be adorable.
I think the frame rate was a little weird in this episode of the news, too, because slightly more video than this thing could handle. Because whenever we had a web page that had video, it struggled, I noticed.
Oh, Hyrule. Okay, thank you. What a good dog. Just like, let me down.
Also, Rue really points out, because she is white, she's a white dog.
Yeah.
Some of her spots, but she's very yellow in your video.
Yeah. Well, she's black with white spots. Rude. She's trying to take my record.
I think something might be wrong with the color palette on your web video.
Chris is not, in fact, infected with the virus.
Oh, and Discord has died. Well, that's it for us.
Oh, wow. What perfect timing. Look at that freeze frame.
We'll see you next week, probably.
I think Rue pulled something loose there. Because that's the look of, what did you just do?
F in chat. All right. Good night, everybody.
What a great ending.